British Royal Marines were deployed for covert missions in Ukraine, report. By Peter Cattell on December 14, 2022. British Royal Marines have reportedly engaged in covert operations in Ukraine. A senior general has reportedly confirmed. Lieutenant General Robert Magowan, who reportedly serves as the UK's Deputy Chief of the Defence Staff, Financial and Military Capability, reportedly confirmed that the Royal Marines have been actively engaging in operations in Ukraine in an article in the Globe and Laurel, the official magazine of the Royal Marines. Some of the operations appear to be broadly in line with expectations, helping to evacuate Britons from Ukraine in the early stages of the war and then protecting diplomats. But Magowan has strongly implied other operations have also taken place. The revelation comes shortly after NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned that things could go horribly wrong with the conflict, resulting in a major war between the West and Russia. According to a report by The Times, at least 350 Royal Marines from 45 Commando were deployed in the country to escort diplomats from the British embassy shortly before this year's Russian assault. Troops reportedly then returned to Kyiv last April in order to defend the UK embassy as the country worked to re-establish its diplomatic presence within the Ukrainian capital. Cryptically, however, Magowan reportedly also confirms the Royal Marines as having taken part in other unnamed discreet operations, the details of which he does not disclose. During both phases, the commandos supported other discreet operations in a hugely sensitive environment and with a high level of political and military risk, the senior officer reportedly wrote. According to The Times, the article represents the first instance of British military officials admitting that UK forces have taken part in operations in Ukraine. With the general also referencing these forces as taking part in mysterious discreet operations in the war-torn country, the news of their presence could possibly ratchet up tensions between Russia and its NATO adversaries even further. Only last week, the Secretary General of the military alliance NATO warned that Russia's invasion of Ukraine risks getting out of hand, saying that a major war between the two parties could break out should either side step out of line. If things go wrong, they can go horribly wrong, he warned last week. NATO's most important task is to prevent full-scale war in Europe, and that is something we work on every single day. Meanwhile, it has already long been confirmed that US forces have been active in Ukraine, with the Pentagon confirming early last month that personnel have been deployed to the country allegedly for the purposes of ensuring taxpayer-funded military gear ends up in the hands of its intended recipient. Said to be operating under the command of Brigadier General Garrick Harmon, a defense attaché from the U.S. is regularly conducting arms inspections of weaponry supplied to the Ukrainians in order to alleviate concerns that high-grade munitions could end up on the black market. Members of the CIA have also been accused of being active in Ukraine, with the New York Times saying that the spy agency is providing training and logistical support to those fighting for the invaded nation. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.